Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 54. I'm Connor Murphy, here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How you doing?
I'm super. It's Friday.
Yes, and nearly Christmas.
Exactly.
So who wouldn't love that?
What a deal. I mean, yeah. You know, you love that it's here. You love that it's almost over. Whatever. It's good.
Yes. There's no feeling like when you're done Christmas shopping, right?
Exactly. And like I said, around here, we start it with Hanukkah and we just keep going all the way through Christmas. So, man, when it's over, I mean, I really enjoy New Year's because that's just about what I want to do.
Yeah, and then there's Ukrainian Christmas on the 7th of January. So that just leave it to the Ukrainians for really stretching things out.
Well, and you know that, do you make that beet soup? I mean, that's really festive looking.
Borscht? Oh, yeah.
For the holidays?
There is a very traditional Christmas kind of meal set up for if you're Ukrainian, and there's usually 12 dishes. And yeah, it's amazing. If you get an invite to a Ukrainian's house for a traditional Ukrainian meal, go for it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff there, too.
I made something really fabulous last night.
Oh, yeah?
I made a pomegranate wine reduction sauce for chicken and roasted Brussels sprouts. It was gourmet. That sauce was to die for.
Wow.
Delicious. Had some really pomegranate wine that was too sweet and really didn't taste that great.
Right.
Made a great reduction sauce.
Awesome. Wish I could have tasted that.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So we've got our naughty list for 2017.
Yes, I have, you know, Santa dropped it off just this morning.
A big bag of coal.
A big bag of coal and a naughty list.
Awesome. Nobody tried to steal that package off your doorstep?
No.
A lot of that seems to be going around these days.
Oh, it is. It is. That's why I've got one of those cameras out there. But I still, if some's being delivered, I try to
run out there. Yeah.
I do.
Take your AR out with you.
I'm kind of lucky because I've got several steps up to my porch. And, you know, that's kind of a protection because there's houses that are on level and easier to run from.
We should start handing out some coal.
Yes, we should. And we start out with the NFL.
Oh, perfect. Yes, Roger Goodell. Yeah.
And the Anthem debacle, he didn't take care of it. You know, he was already losing viewership due to CTS because people feel guilty about them getting out there and getting concussions that are ruining their life. I mean, I know, like I said, when my son played college football and he started getting hurt, I started feeling like I was prostituting my kid for a scholarship.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right for a lot of people.
There's a lot that's not right there.
There sure is. He should have taken care of that in the beginning. The other major sports took care of the issue. They haven't had a problem. But for some reason, Roger Goodell and the NFL cannot do what the other professional sports teams have done. And of course, Colin Kaepernick, you can't talk about Roger Goodell and the NFL without handing out coal to Colin Kaepernick.
No, he deserves a same size lump of coal.
Absolutely. Next on our list, or on Santa's list, is former Vice President Al Gore.
Perfect.
For the failure of his inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, in over a six-week run at the theater domestically, it grossed less than $3.5 million.
Nothing.
That's like, I don't even know, that's like going to some theaters with nobody going at all.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, somebody's not getting their money back.
Yeah, that's just, oh my gosh, that's just crazy. I don't think I've ever heard of anything that low. I mean, in modern times.
No.
That's nuts. Oh, and Hillary Clinton.
What happened?
So many things. But that what happened to her.
Yeah.
I mean, her favorability rating, you know, likability was not one of her strong points. Even right. People that intended to vote for her and supported her didn't particularly like her. But her likability rating dropped below 36% after this book tour.
Right. Yeah.
Are you kidding? And her sitting there with Bill at that celebration of his 25th anniversary of winning the presidency. And she went on that rant about Trump and Bill sitting next to her with his hand covering his face.
Yeah.
I think that is just something that sticks in the minds of many, mine included.
Well, I think we should give her a second lump of coal just for the pantsuits.
I don't know. She might know. If she decides to run again, maybe she should call you to so you could design her pantsuits for her.
Yeah. No, I wish she just goes away in 2018.
Yeah. I know, because she can beat her pants off.
It's like the herpes of American politics. You can't get rid of her.
Listen, she's deciding how she can help in the midterms.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
You know what, though? Yeah. It could be great because I was thinking, and I meant to look this up before we started, have either the Democrats or the Republicans ever had a supermajority in the Senate, meaning that 60 votes?
Right.
I wonder, because if she helps the candidates, we could possibly get a supermajority.
Yeah, no kidding.
Merry Christmas 2018.
Yeah.
And I digress, but we go on to the naughty list, the FBI. I mean, you cannot, and it's sad because, you know, thousands of people work for the FBI. Yeah. And there is like a handful of the top brass that they're not trustable.
No, they're looking into it, though.
I mean, they are playing politics like crazy, and you know, they might be onto something now because they called in Andrew McCabe again yesterday, and the committee claims that his testimony just doesn't match everybody else's. Now, when somebody says that about you,
yeah,
and you would think he's a lawyer, he's an agent. I mean, how can you not know how to testify?
Yeah, something's going on there.
I mean, but, you know, you don't know what somebody else says behind closed doors. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The love nest is.
Yeah. If you're lying, you're a lion.
The love nest was over the top, too.
Well, yeah. And then you got the DOJ, which is just hand in hand with the FBI.
Yeah. Just as competent.
These days, mention one without mentioning the other. And they both had people with serious conflicts of interest that almost rise to the level of corruption.
Yeah. Oh, corrupt.
Or actually, they may rise to the level of corruption. You're talking the collusion could be going on. It could be the FBI, Russia, and the Clinton. The Clinton and the Democratic National Committee.
Right.
That could be your collusion right there.
Yes.
Will we ever really know?
I doubt it.
And you know, inside of that, you've got to say that Bob Mueller, who had a stellar, stellar reputation before all this started now, is tainted.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
All these people, it looks like he didn't vet them. It looks bad for him.
Yeah, extremely unprofessional.
That's the fact that he was friends with Comey.
Yeah, I know. Top brass, you need to take an axe to and kick their asses out.
So you've got to add Mueller and Comey. Comey was just, now Comey is posting tweets on his Twitter that are like cryptic, sometimes Bible verses.
Oh, Lord.
It really looks like somebody that's getting unhinged.
Oh.
You know, you're talking some guilt, some psychosis, some... He already had one of those ego-narcissistic things going that, or even beyond what guys in that position normally have.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Talk about the old. Nancy Pelosi.
Talk about the old? Is that what you said?
Well, it's He's been around for 100 years, and even the fellow Dems are starting to whisper, we need a change. I mean, the other day she organizes, calls everybody up for this anti-tax cut rally, you know? It's a terrible thing. It's Nazi-fied, you know, she just throws those words out. She organizes it. Not that many people show up. She just doesn't show up. She's supposed to give the speech.
Wow.
I mean, it has to be an embarrassment, but also this collusion that we talked about with the previous players has to be starting to weigh on some of them, these people like Chuck and Nancy, because there's a clear line of collusion. Again, the Clintons, the DNC, the FBI, and the Russians. And they've spent a hell of a lot of time trying to protect those very entities.
Yes. So, I don't know if we're ever going to see justice out of any of that.
Oh, I don't know either. But I do know that Nancy Pelosi is not only going home with coal, but she's going home with egg on her face. And, you know, she's from California, and there's a lot of people in California with egg on their face, because our next one on the naughty list is just Hollywood. Hollywood in general. I mean, there is so much there that is wrong.
Yeah, and we haven't seen the tip of it yet. It's still coming.
Oh, it's still coming. But I think it's really hurting Hollywood. I think that they've tried to tell us what to think and what to believe for so long. And now we learn that there was nothing more corrupt, nothing more nasty than their own playground.
Weinstein, you got Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, and you got people yelling
Kevin
foul.
Spacey.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, they may have actually, I don't know. Matt Damon's on the list this morning. He said something. I missed the end of it, so I really not really addressing it, but they said they're thinking of pulling him from a movie. I heard that part, so we will need to look into that next week. But yeah, I think it's hurting the box office, kind of like the NFL situation, you know, because some of us, that's the only way we know how to get our voices heard. And that's, we're not going to buy your stuff. We're not going to watch your stuff. We're not going to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And so Hollywood, better give it a sack of coal.
A truckload. We need a truck. We're going to need a truck.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is just crazy. Okay, we talked about this in our last episode, Obama and the Iran Hezbollah situation.
Yeah, that was really eye-opening.
It is. It is very eye-opening, and I think that giving Hezbollah any kind of pass is inherently wrong. And we know that Iran is a bunch of liars. They have never told the truth about anything. So to think that he made this nuclear deal that Iran's going to abide by is really just stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
There is nothing in their history or his history that would suggest that they were going to abide by it. Yeah. And we handed them all that money. We released it from the banks. And that money should have went to victims of terrorism.
Yes.
That's why the judges had the banks holding the money. And he releases it. It's wrong. It's wrong. Another sack of coal.
Definitely.
Okay. NBC.
We could add more letters there. CNN, NBC, ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Goes on.
NBC was the ultimate enabler with
Matt Lauer.
It just, you know, and God only knows who else. I don't think that place is finished. There, you know, we found out that they had actually paid off someone for Chris Matthews on MSNBC. It's not over.
No.
I don't think so.
We're going to need another truck.
We are. And next is Royal Caribbean.
Oh.
They have had a crappy week, and it's going to hurt. I mean, it's going to financially hurt them bad. They had the stomach flu and then the bus wreck with 12 deaths. 8 were American. So I feel sorry for them. They're the ones on the list I feel really sorry for, because I doubt they asked for any of this.
No.
You know, it's just
circumstances out of their own control.
Exactly. And then you got to say ESPN. Yeah. You know, the whole Jemele Hill thing. And she came out this morning and said she's not sorry that she called the president a white supremacist. Are you kidding me? I thought she got in trouble for all this.
She didn't even say sorry, not sorry?
No. And then, you know, their CEO admitted to drug use the other day and stepped down. I mean, they've been losing money for Disney. Disney had to buy up all of Fox Sports just to take away the competition to save ESPN. I just don't know how you can call ESPN anything but a loser this year.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to need another truck.
Yep, we are. And Lisa Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
Former Court TV attorney, commentator.
Been handing out some money.
Yeah, feminist attorney was caught paying off Trump sexual harassment accusers, trying to get them to come forward. This is really bad for her.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I suspect she might be disbarred.
Yeah, I think you're probably
right. She's going to be sanctioned. There is no way, because that the integrity of paying someone off for that is just wrong, because they're likely to lie. That's why it's against the law.
Exactly.
People have lied for money, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. And they still continue.
Yeah, that's probably one of the oldest sins around, you know?
For sure.
Boeing, yeah. You know, and I think they were just kind of caught in the middle.
They're kind of like
Royal Caribbean. I don't know that they deserve what they got, but.
No, and you know what? They would have had something reasonable for negotiation. I'm sure it would have, you know, gotten accepted, but it was kind of over the top, you know. And we've got more lumps of coal to give out because of that, though.
Dan to put Kim Jong-un on here.
Yeah.
In a way, in his mind, he's probably a winner.
Yeah,
and, but we have to give him coal because, you know, he's the ultimate terrorist.
Let's give him some coal that's been, you know, irradiated.
That sounds good. That would be a fair punishment.
A little revenge for the victims that he's
exactly.
caused.
Exactly. Okay, we go on to Fusion GPS, the creators of the fake dossier. And before that, I would only think of the Da Vinci Code when I heard dossier. That has now been erased from my, you know, little mental block there. Now I think of Fusion GPS and the Russian collusion. You know what? They are going to get wrung out over the coals. There will be no business left there. Whatever business they had.
To begin with,
pretty sure we'll be broke before 2018's over. It probably already is, because it's fake. They're fake.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
In any of the media that they got, there was nothing about what that company actually
did. Yeah, I mean, I could sit down and write a dossier about pretty much anybody. If I could lie, be paid a mil. Oh, gosh, that wouldn't be so bad, would it?
No.
Okay, one of your boys, Bill Morneau.
Oh, yes. Big lump of coal. We're going to need an excavator to move that lump of coal for him. Yes. And maybe it's not his fault. Maybe he did forget he owned a family villa in France and didn't claim that on his taxes. And
I keep telling you, I keep forgetting about mine.
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't forget about their French villa? No.
Oh, I've got so many villas, I can't keep up with them. Okay, Justin Trudeau.
Oh, there's another
He's
one.
He's had a bad month.
Oh, he has. As of yesterday, I think 4 ethics violations.
Wasn't he crying?
Oh, poor baby. Yeah, I know. I was watching the live broadcast the other day, and a lot of the people commenting on the live feed were saying, he's not going to start crying again, is he?
Well, and then he put out a video yesterday being sympathetic with ISIS.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, he's been paying some of the people that were put in jail in Guantanamo, and it's ridiculous. And if you want to get rich, come to Canada after joining ISIS and Trudeau will take care of you.
Well, he said that a good therapy is poetry and painting. The two P's. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad they make you think that it is, but. And then who was with him? None other than John Kerry.
Yes. On that vacation, yes. We didn't even mention the ethics violations were around a vacation he took in 2016 around Christmas time to the Aga Khan's private island. And the Aga Khan is a lobbyist. And recently, I think Trudeau gave him $16 million for some sort of project. So,
oh, good heavens.
Yes. And the vacation was worth $215,000.
I like that vacation.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been just part of the entourage.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they probably had a bunch of security people with them, which is what.
I could have gone along as the towel folder or something.
But he was there in 2014, I believe, as well. So I don't know who was with him that time, but John Kerry was there when he was.
Mm-hmm. The two sides intersect. I'm surprised Obama wasn't there. They get along well.
Well,
but he was still in office. Had it been this year, he would have been there, I bet.
Kerry was still in office when he was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kerry was.
So I don't know how
interesting.
Much. Yeah. I don't know how much money Kerry gave him. It'd be interesting to find out.
I don't know. You know, he's got Heinz ketchup. So
true.
That's a good company. Environmentalists everywhere. I mean, after Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord and North Korea has been releasing all sorts of nuclear power, bless their hearts. This is another one that they get a lump. They've already had a lump of coal delivered to them. So we're just mentioning that they got nowhere this year. They went backwards.
Well, what has happened with Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord, it said a lot of the states jumped in, and it's probably better handled on the state level because, the footprints in Missouri are definitely different than if you're living in LA.
Absolutely.
So it's probably better handled on the state level.
I agree. Yeah. What about all the blind, deaf, I don't even know, entranced friends and colleagues of Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
With a friend like that, who needs enemies? I mean, you know, Willie Geist said yesterday, how could we know? Of course we were surprised. We didn't notice anything.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut? Because that just sounds ridiculous. I mean, several of the things were on the air.
It boggles the mind.
At least 8 pieces of video that suggest he's a creep. There are people that really would not let him interview him. They said that he was creepy. You know how someone will give you the bad vibes?
Yeah.
You know how you go into a room or you're at a party, everything's going great, and that one person walks in and everybody changes? You know, it's because that is that, kind of that emotional vampire.
Yeah.
That, like, comes in and sucks everybody's...
The soul sucker.
I look at him as being that emotional, soul-sucking vampire.
Yes. So, big lump of coal,
Willie Geist, I don't know how he is so...
Big lump of coal, too.
Yeah. And Joe and Mika. Morning, Joe. Yeah. You know, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski. You know, they just don't get it. It's okay if they had an affair. It's okay that they violated the rules. They are above and beyond the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
And they don't get why everybody is attacking them. At some point, they were in violation.
Yeah.
And still probably are. So what's different about them than the guy that asks a girl for a drink the first time?
It doesn't make sense. Double standards.
They really don't have the ratings to be behaving like that. Next, we have Jeff Sessions. He just, I'm starting to think age is getting to him. I'm not sure he should be in that job. And I'm being serious. I'm not even being funny right now. I've watched him on video, and I just don't think he's on the game. Yeah, maybe he's just not getting enough sleep. I act a little weird when I don't get enough sleep. I don't know, but nothing gets done. It's just they're always going to look into something.
Yeah.
I think he's afraid either that or he is guilty of something.
Oh, I'm sure we will find his name somewhere mixed in there going investigations. I just know it. Intuition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Next on our list is enablers everywhere. Everyone that enabled a sexual harasser, a rapist,
Stand up and say something when it happens.
Exactly. Don't wait. Don't turn the other way. Do not enable. Do not make excuses.
Yeah.
Again, at some point, we're going to have to define what's what, but especially pedophiles.
Yeah.
Children everywhere need the protection of adults everywhere.
Yes.
So there's no excuse for that. TV news in general, CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, pretty much everybody, I mean, even Bloomberg and PBS News have all been affected by the sexual harassment scandals. And the talent has greatly changed on our news over the past year.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that makes everybody an
It does.
You know what? It is.
Yeah.
It's horrible. We have to make a promise we're never going to become like that.
Oh my gosh. I don't think it's in us to do that.
No. We can be
Yeah, we can. Through the good ones and the bad ones. It's just like everybody else, you know?
Yeah, well, but, you know what they say, everybody needs a good...
Well, that's true. But there's also the power asses.
Yeah.
People that are just...
Asses.
The truth asses.
Yeah.
We're kind of the truth asses.
Yeah.
We're after truth. Oh, but what about the Navy? How embarrassing. Operation Leonard. Operation
Ouch.
Fat Leonard. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Terrible. It's got tentacles. It's not over. It's supposed to be far-reaching. And we've even heard it. It may eventually prove to intersect with uranium 1.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
So, we're just at the beginning of that.
Wow. Everything seems to have been tied into other things here.
Well, and I am shocked that almost everyone in the Navy was so easily bought off.
I know. It's amazing.
I mean, it is. It's just mind-boggling.
All the top brass, too.
Absolutely. Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
You have to say he deserved a lump of coal, and I still say everything he did, the worst thing he did was drag his own damn son into it.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That just really disappoints me. Paul Manafort, he's just a weird jerk that likes money.
Yeah.
And he got caught. But one that really takes the cake is Jane Sanders, Bernie Sanders' wife.
Oh?
She deserves a big old lump of coal. I mean, she was the president of the university in Vermont. It had to close down because of financial decisions she had made. She had purchased some land. She lied on the application for the money, for the loan. She had lied about donors and how much they were going to give. She made up a fake set of books. And the feds are investigating her.
Hmm.
She may very well have single-handedly ruined Bernie for the future. I mean, he's getting old anyway, but...
Yeah.
My guess is that she's the one that has really hurt him.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Yeah. Well, they started investigating her in July. It's still going on. I mean, it's really, there's no doubt that she did this. How they are going to penalize her. But think about how the opponents could use this against him.
Yeah. Ouch.
And the banker friends he may or may not have called, and so they could tie him in. Bad deal. And then there's the suffering Euro duo.
Yes.
Can hardly say Euro duo.
The Euro duo.
Angela Merkel and Theresa May. They Theresa May cannot organize a government as of yet. She's now made a deal for Brexit, but she's really, I don't know, she really doesn't want to give the people what they voted for, which is against the law. Angela Merkel just brought in too many refugees. She changed the whole landscape of Germany. And for someone who has had a stellar career, has been a pillar in Europe, especially financially, this is devastating. This is possibly a devastating end to her political career.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be getting lumps of coal well into 2018.
Absolutely. We talked about we were going to start, Ask a Canadian.
Yeah.
2018. Well, I'm just going to have to ask you something right now.
Okay.
Throughout these tax cut talks, over and over again, I keep hearing these guys say the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
What is in the pudding? I know by pudding, by looking at it. I look at dark brown pudding, it's chocolate. I look at, creamy, light.
You know what I like?
Pistachios green.
Know what I like?
What?
The 80 proof in pudding. maybe.
Now you want, you had your soup liquored up, now you want your pudding.
Yeah, my pudding. But why, hey, well, you know, come to think of it, have you ever heard of any kind of dessert having pudding with booze in it?
Well, souffle. I've had Grand Marnier and souffle. It's delicious. Very sweet, but
it's not really pudding.
No, it's not really pudding, but who has surprise pudding?
I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of scary. I mean, is there some sort of history of something crazy in pudding? Like, you don't know what you're having in that pudding?
Or Christmas pudding. Hell, is Christmas pudding.
What is Christmas pudding?
I don't know. It's like, it sounds like a pine cone.
Oh, my gosh. That would be.
Probably have to cook it for a while. Pine cone to soften up enough.
Yeah, like days.
Yeah, days, yes.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And they keep saying it over and over again. Like, we got to taste that pudding. We got to look in there. Yeah. And it's like, I know, I don't want to. That's scary.
Yeah, they can't say drink the Kool-Aid anymore.
No, they can't. At least I understand that. I don't understand. The proof is in the pudding.
Yes, yes. Well, It is a mystery to me as well, so I would definitely have to agree.
Yep, and we don't always agree, but life's a journey, and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become a victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, and Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah as well, and happy holidays to everybody out there, and thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. Gma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.